Proverbs chapter 20. Get my timer out here. Okay, Proverbs chapter 20, starting there in verse 11. Even as a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right, the hearing ear and the seeing eye the Lord hath made even both of them. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this opportunity to preach. Thank you for your word, Lord. I pray that you'd give me clarity of mind to preach your word. Help me to preach the truth. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. All right, the title of my sermon is Love Not Sleep. Love Not Sleep. Go back in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 1. And chapter 1 tells us why the book of Proverbs was written. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 1, the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment and equity. So God gives us the book of Proverbs to learn wisdom, to get instruction, to learn judgment, equity. You know, just the quality of God, what God would have us to know, what God's wisdom is for our life. That's why the book of Proverbs was written. And there's so much wisdom in this book that sometimes we can just read sentence by sentence and things will just go over our head. Little itty-bitty statements sometimes that we just read and we don't actually think about how important they are. And I think one of those is there in Proverbs chapter 20, verse 13, where it says, love not sleep. Sometimes we're just reading that, we're like, okay, yeah, love not sleep. But we got to realize that every word of God is pure. Everything is in the Bible for a reason. And God gives us this so that we can have wisdom in our life, so that we can really have a better life. That's why God gives us his commandments, so that we can have a better life, okay? And so this sermon will not apply to everyone, because there's some people in this room that do not sleep enough, okay? You know, if Brother Aaron or Remy ever watched this sermon does not apply to you guys, okay? You guys need to take a nap every once in a while, right? But some people sleep too much. And some people are Goldilocks Baptists and sleep just perfect. And this sermon won't apply to you either. Maybe that'll be an exhortation to you, okay? But this concept's important to know. It's important to remember. Why? Because it's the wisdom of God. It's going to help us in our life. And especially as a child, this is a habit that you need to get right now. Because the habits that you form as a child will go with you into your adulthood, whether good or bad. And if they're bad habits, they're going to be a lot harder to break once you're an adult. Okay, and there's a physical application to this. And like with most things in the Bible, there's also a spiritual application to this of not loving sleep. So first, the physical application. Look there again at verse 13. Love not sleep. God tells us why. Lest thou come to poverty. Number one, loving sleep will make you poor. Especially as a man, loving sleep will make you poor. Go to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3 talks about the curse of man and what our job is as men. Genesis chapter 3, verse 19, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. You know, the curse of man is to work hard by the sweat of your face and provide for your family no matter what. That's man's curse. That's what we've been given. But you know, it's kind of hard to work up a sweat. It's kind of hard to work by the sweat of your face when you're sleeping. Unless you have some weird sleep disorder or something. You're not going to be sweating in your sleep, okay? Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty, the Bible says. You love sleep. You want to hit the snooze button every morning. You're one of those guys that's always late to work. That's how you come to poverty. And in today's snowflake millennial generation, it's really easy to stand out at work just by being on time. You know, the millennials cannot show up to work on time. Sebastian was telling me the guy he works with consistently every day, 3 minutes, 2 minutes late to work. Just, he's so consistent. If he would just move his schedule back 2 or 3 minutes, he'd be on time. But it's easy today to stand out just by showing up on time. You know, and how do you do that? You have to wake up. You have to wake up early. You have to love, not sleep. Go to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 4. Give not sleep to thine eyes, nor slumber to thine eyelids. Deliver thyself as a roe from the hand of the hunter, and as a bird from the hand of the fowler. So what I want to point out there is that when you're giving not sleep to your eyes, you're delivering yourself from something that's hunting you, something that's coming after you, something that's looking for your harm. You know, it compares it to a hunter or a fowler. And what is that? That's poverty. You know, give not sleep to thine eyes, because poverty's coming for you. Wake up. Something's coming for you. Go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Notice there, the Bible's saying, hey, this is important. If you just give a little too much sleep to your eyes, just a little too much slumber, just a little too much folding to your hand, that's when the poverty's coming for you, just a little bit. So it's not something that you have just huge amount of grace from. The Bible says, love not sleep. It's an important thing. It's an important statement. Why? It says, thy poverty will come upon you as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Your want, talking about your necessities, your daily food. And the thing is God has promised to provide for us. The Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. You know, God promises to provide for our daily needs, our daily bread. But just as much of a promise as it is for him to provide for us, it's just as much as a promise that if you give sleep to your eyes, if you have a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come. So you say, oh, I'm a Christian, so I have a free slate to have God provide for me. No, you know, the Bible says the righteous, right? So you have to be obviously saved, and you obviously have to be obeying this command to not sleep. Because if you're sleeping all day, you're not at work, you're not going to be fed. And it's, when it's talking about your want, it's not talking about your want of a Lamborghini or your want of a new boat. It's talking about your daily needs. So let's see here. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, or chapter 10. You know, but the thing is that this takes discipline. This is not something that's easy. Everybody has the temptation to sleep in. Everybody feels tired. You know, everybody loves to give their excuses of why they can't serve God, why they can't go soul winning, why they can't show up to church, and it's because I'm tired. But hey, everybody is tired. We are made of flesh, and this flesh is weary. You know, we're all tired. 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. You know, this is not something that only you experience. Everybody experiences this, but it doesn't give you an excuse to disobey God's commandment, to love not sleep. But if this is something you struggle with, this is something you must correct. As a man, this is something you have to get right. You will not be able to provide for your family. You say, well, I'm a lady, so I'm out of this. This is fine. I can love sleep then. No, go to Proverbs chapter 31. Proverbs chapter 31. This is not something that only applies to men. Men are not the only ones that should be waking up early and working hard. God sees it as a righteous aspect of a man and a woman to be a hard worker. Proverbs chapter 31, verse 15. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household and a portion to her maidens. This woman isn't loving sleep. If she's raising up when it's still nighttime to feed her family, she's not eating the bread of idleness. She's waking up and she's working hard. The Bible praises a hardworking woman. In Proverbs 31, this is God's ideal woman. This is a godly woman. And part of the reason why she's praised is because she wakes up while it's night to do her work. You say, well, if I wake up too early and if I sleep in, then I'll get all my stuff done too soon and I'll be bored all day. Well, you ought not to be bored all day. I don't care if you're a single girl. I don't care if you're a single guy. There's always something to be doing. You know, most likely if you're a woman, you have kids, you don't have this issue of running out of stuff to do. I'm guessing you have plenty of stuff to do, but there's lots we could do in this life. You know, if you're a woman, you run out of stuff to do at home, read a lot of Bible. You know, I don't believe in this mediocre Christian mentality of reading the Bible for 15 minutes a day. I think that's a mediocre goal for a Christian to read the Bible for 15 minutes a day. I think if you read the Bible through one time year to year, I think you're barely making it. As a Christian, I think a full-time working man should read the Bible cover to cover more than one time a year. And if you're a woman at home that has no kids and you're not reading the Bible more than that, shame on you. There's something wrong with you if you're not reading the Bible for more than that. You know, keep things clean around the house. Learn new recipes. Get a hobby. Get a side business. Be a prayer warrior. You know, is there not a lot to pray for right now in 2018? Is there not a lot to be in prayer for our movement, for this church, for souls that are being saved, for the work of God going on? How's your prayer life as a woman if you have nothing to do, if you get bored so fast at home, you know, that you want to sleep all day? Why don't you be in prayer? Why don't you be in prayer? How about go soul winning, exercise, do something, but don't sleep all day. You do not have an excuse just because you're a woman to sleep all day. I mean, obviously you probably don't have to sleep as little as the husband does. You know, that's implicit, of course, but you don't get to sleep all day. Proverbs chapter, or wait, stay there in Proverbs 31. Look at verse 27 real quick. She looketh well to the ways of her household and eateth not the bread of idleness. It's kind of hard to look well to things when you're asleep. You can't look at anything at all when you're asleep. Go to Proverbs chapter 14, verse 1. Actually, turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 11. I'll read for you Proverbs 14:1. Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands. You know, if you're a wise woman, you're going to hearken unto the commandment to love, not sleep. And if you're a foolish woman, you're going to end up being the woman that plucks down her house with her hand because she's not being vigilant, because she's not looking well to the ways of her house. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, verse 9. You say, well, I'm a child, so this doesn't apply to me either. No, it applies to you too. Verse 9 in chapter 11 says, rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth, and walk in the ways of thine heart and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment. Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh, for childhood and youth are vanity. Look, your childhood is vanity. Your game playing is vanity. Most of your childhood is complete vanity. So listen, take advantage of your childhood. You have all this free time to learn how to serve God to the best capacity you can. Wake up early, especially if you're a young boy. Learn how to wake up early and work. You say, I have nothing to do. Ask your parents, they'll give you something to do. Don't just wake up having no plan for your day. Get up. You need a list. Ask your parents for a list. They'll give you a list. Get up and work. Boys, get up and work, girls. Get up and read your Bible and take advantage of the youth when you don't have all this stuff taking up your time. How great would it be if before you have your first job, you've already read the Bible through cover to cover 10 times? That's easy to do if you start in your childhood and you take advantage of your time. But if you're sleeping all day and you waste it, like I did, then you're going to have to catch up later. Don't do that. Learn to serve God to the fullest in your youth. Psalm 63, turn there. Psalm 63, the spiritual application of this is that God wants us to seek Him early. He wants us to seek Him early in our life. He wants us to seek Him early in the day. God wants to be the first fruits of all that we have, okay? So Psalm 63, verse 1, O God, Thou art my God, early will I seek Thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in the dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus, while I bless thee, while I live, I will lift up my hands in thy name. The Bible says, early will I seek thee. Look, when you wake up, the first thing you should do is to be praying and to be reading the Bible. I do not think it is right for the only time for a Christian to get their Bible reading done is in the evening. I think you should be reading the evening too, but the Bible says, early will I seek thee. Why? Look at verse 2, to see thy power. Who wants the power of God on their life? Who wants the hand of God on their life? Wake up early, get God in on your day, get God in on your life, and you're going to have the power of God upon you. You don't want to wait until the evening. And it says, thus will I bless thee while I live. We're not going to live physically forever. We're not going to have the opportunity to sit down and have alone time with God forever. I mean, we'll be with God in heaven, of course, but take advantage of the time you have. Wake up early and seek God early. The Bible says, one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, in Psalm 1, there's a blessing with seeking God early. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. So don't just read at night. Don't just read it in the day. Meditate there in day and night. But it's kind of hard to do that when you love sleep. So number two, the second spiritual application of this, Ezekiel 33, if you'll turn there. Ezekiel 33, in verse 4, then whosoever heareth the sound of the trumpet and taketh not warning, if the sword come and take him away, his blood shall be upon his own head. He heard the sound of the trumpet and took not warning, his blood shall be upon him. But he that taketh warning shall deliver his soul. But if the watchman see the sword come and blow not the trumpet, and the people be not warned, if the sword come and take any person from among them, he is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at the watchman's hand. We have to be awake. We have to love not sleep when it comes to being a watchman for souls. How many missed opportunities have we had to preach the gospel to someone? Not because we knew we should preach that person the gospel and we just decided not to do it, but just because we weren't thinking about it. Just because we were asleep at the wheel. You know, we are the messengers and ambassadors and priests and kings of God. We are the people that have been entrusted with the ministry of reconciliation, and people's souls are depending on our willingness and our awakeness to preach people the gospel. And when we miss those opportunities, people can go to hell as a result of our missed opportunities. You know, are you willing to live with that? Do you want that kind of blood on your hands? You need to be awake spiritually when it comes to souls. We need to be awake spiritually when it comes to being a watchman against sin. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8 says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." You know, in 2018 is not the time to be asleep. You know, I believe we're in the falling away, we're in the last times. The devil's walking around seeking who he could destroy, what church he could destroy, what family he can destroy. And you know, us as a church got to be looking out for sin in the church. We have to be looking out. You know, parents have to be looking at sin in their home, and even in your own life, you have to be aware of it. You have to be awake and looking for these things, because the devil does want to destroy us. And then lastly, we have to be wide awake as the watchman against false doctrine. Titus 1:9, holding fast the faithful word as he had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. It's a job of preachers and of churches and of men, leaders of the home, to be on watch against false doctrine and not to allow, you know, false doctrine to come into a church or a family. That's running rampant today. And now's not the time to be asleep physically. Now's not the time when it's harder than ever to provide for family on one income, to be sleeping in every day and not showing up to work. Now's not the time when we've been under more spiritual attack than, you know, it's definitely one of the greatest generations of spiritual attack probably there's ever been. And if we see the tribulation, definitely that will ever be. You know, this is the time that we need to be awake. We need to be in our Bibles. We need to be physically awake and spiritually awake. Let's pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for that truth in Proverbs where it says, love not sleep. Help us not to just pass over verses in our Bible and just not give them much thought, Lord. You gave that verse to us for our wisdom and to make our lives better. I pray that you'd help us apply it to every area in our life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.